Hi, and welcome back. My name is Dr. Chris Sargent. I'm the Gutsy Gal, and this is my fifth episode of our podcast. And last time I was here, I talked about leaky gut, which you learned was one of the favorite things I love to talk about. So we're going to recap that for just a couple of minutes, and we're going to go on to talk about some of the solutions. And at the end, I have a special code for you to give you a discount on some supplements, so that you can get healing your leaky gut faster and more efficiently. That's what I've learned over 22 years. So first of all, hey, if you've really enjoyed my podcast, or if you decide that you like this one, could you please pay it forward? Send it off to a friend that might be having some of the same problems, or just pass it on to your buddies on Facebook or whatever. You could visit my website and leave me a nice note and I will write you back. You can find me on Facebook under Christina Sargent. That's Christina with a K. Or Restore Healing Center also has a page on Facebook. So you could leave me a review on iTunes. You know what? I could go on and on and on of all the places that we could connect, because that would be really fun. And then I could spend my whole podcast just talking about that. But you're here to listen to a recap about leaky gut and then some solutions for leaky gut. So that's what we're here to talk about today. So to recap last time, we talked about leaky gut being a form of, or another word for, irritable bowel syndrome. And we also talked about how you ended up there and why you feel like crap because of it, and how it plays a role in allergies and autoimmune disorders and all the nasty stuff that happens when our guts are not working properly. We talked about pooping a lot. We talked about fast pooping, as in diarrhea. We talked about slow pooping, as in constipation. Yeah, we talked about all that gross stuff that I love to talk about. We talked about the fact that it can come from antibiotic use and stress and bad food choices. So let's see how we can undo some of these things. And we're going to put together a program for you. I have a program for you that works really well and can get this whole mess straightened out relatively quickly, depending on how engaged you are with the program. So isn't that what it's always is, though, right? Right? It's how engaged we become with the program that we decide to undertake. So, but I want to make this as easy as possible. And I'm going to provide you resources. We also have resources at our office, Restore Healing Center in Wheaton. And that number is 630-682-5090. So you can get a hold of us there. And yeah, that would be awesome. You can come and see us and we can have some fun together. Or you can just take the program that I'm going to give you today and work through it. So we're going to talk about some specific foods that you need to avoid. We're going to talk about exercise. We're going to talk about some stress management and sleep. So those are just some of the broader categories that we're going to go through. The first thing we're going to do is talk about a 5R program. And I've modified some of the R's because I think they make more sense my way. There will be a brochure available online on my website that goes through all the 5R's in the Metagenics way, which is a great way. Orthomolecular also has some awesome products that we're going to talk about. And I will get up whatever resources we can for you. So the first thing that we need to do on our program of the 5 R's is remove some stuff. So we got here by doing some things, or doing some things that we continue to do, that we need to really shed. We need to get rid of some things. And a lot of times as we heal, we find that shedding things that we've been doing is the fastest and easiest way to process through that. So the first thing we're going to do is take out some of the foods that we might be sensitive to. And, you know, I'm not a huge proponent of everybody in the world needs to be gluten-free and dairy-free and egg-free and everything free, but I can tell you that most of the patients have food sensitivities. And food sensitivities is a huge podcast for 2 or 3 different episodes, and we will go into that for sure. But if you know that you're sensitive to some foods, or that certain foods may make you bloated and gassy already, those are foods that you want to avoid. And I can pretty much tell you that bread and pasta are going to be 2 of those. I know that, like I said, wheat is just kind of icky for most people, and they don't even realize it because they're eating toast for breakfast and they have a sandwich at lunch and a granola bar later in the day and some crackers and cheese, and then they have a big pasta dinner and they don't realize how much wheat they're putting in their system. So, like I said, I'm not suggesting that you need to remove all of that forever. What I am suggesting is that if you really want to heal your intestines, that we're gonna downplay the use of some of those foods for a while. Also, we need to remove the bad bacteria or bad yeast that you may have in your gut. And we can do that, first of all, by stop feeding them. If we stop feeding the yeast and the bad bacteria sugar, ooh, there's another one of those. Oh, ouch, did I just put a cotton ball near your eyeball? Yeah, I probably did, because you don't want to hear that sugar is evil too, especially after I just told you that, you know, bread is evil. So, but it is evil and it's bad for you in the quantities that most Americans take in, like 125 pounds a year. That is the size of a small female, right? 125 pounds. That is the size of a small female, and we eat that in sugar every year on average. So, or more. So let's see if we can cut out some of the sugary stuff that we're eating. Frankly, if you cut out the bread and the cookies and the wheat containing products, a lot of your sugar will probably go away too. Unless you're doing like 5 or 6 spoonfuls in your coffee, and we probably need to have a discussion about too much coffee too, but that comes under the stress heading. So let's remove some of the bad stuff. Let's remove foods. Let's remove some of the things that we need to remove. And I'm sure you already know what they are, right? You've been told this and heard this forever. And so what can we focus on eating? Let's focus on eating vegetables. Let's focus on eating some lean protein. Let's focus on eating some fresh fruit a couple times a day, small quantities. Those are the things that we get to eat. So I like to focus on what I get to eat, not what I can't eat anymore. So let's focus on the positive. But we're going to remove some of the bad stuff. Then we need to replace some stuff, right? We need to remove some stuff, and then we need to replace some stuff. So we need to replace some digestive enzymes. Over the age of 30, 35, the amount of digestive enzymes that we take in decreases, and sometimes heartburn, sometimes bloating, sometimes this constant feeling of fullness is actually the result of not enough digestive enzymes. Now, there's a couple reasons that that happens. First of all, we haven't put in the right ingredients to make the digestive enzymes, like we've been eating too much processed food and crap for too long. Secondly, we don't drink enough water. A lot of times we're just so dehydrated that we can't make the proper amount of enzymes. It takes about a quart to make all the enzymes that you need for a meal. So you need to drink your weight divided by 2 in ounces of water. That will help you at least get the right amount of water and fluids in your system to be digesting your food. There's a reason we drink water. It's not just because, oh, we're made 80% of water or 60% water, 80% of water. We need that water to process things in our system. So digestive enzymes and stomach acid need to be made. And that will help to break down our food better, and it will improve our absorption. So if we improve the nutrients that we're putting in, because we're taking out all the crappy food and we're putting in good food, and then you break it down properly and absorb it better, then guess what? You're going to get healthier cells being made. So here's the analogy I like to use. I like to use a car analogy. So the car analogy is, let's say you're a Rolls Royce, right? And one of your parts breaks down. So you go to the local Chevy dealership looking for, you know, a new starter for your Rolls Royce. And you decide that, oh, well, that's good enough. That'll work, right? That's like putting processed food into your system, right? That starter is not going to work very well for that Rolls Royce, or at least not for very long, if at all. So neither will the processed food. It's not going to work in your body for very long. So we need to override that with something better, right? So you want to make your body as good as that Rolls Royce. So now let's decide to go ahead and invest in our body. Like, we would invest in our Rolls Royce. If the starter went out in our Rolls Royce, we would certainly go to the Rolls Royce dealer. Actually, they would probably come to you and fix it right at your house because it's probably included. But anyway, you would get a Rolls Royce part. So let's start putting Rolls Royce parts into our body. And when we use digestive enzymes, that can really, really help break our food down so that we can make Rolls Royce parts for a Rolls Royce body. Okay, so let's also, as we are cleaning up this system, let's also reintroduce or re-inoculate with some friendly bacteria and friendly yeast. Yes, I'm talking about a probiotic. Because we know now that the probiotics inside of our body actually have more cells than the rest of our body. So basically, yes, there's more bacteria in your intestinal tract than there are cells in your body. I know it's gross and kind of hard to imagine that you have that many bacteria, but they literally create something called a biofilm. I know it's kind of cool, actually, if you think about it. So the biofilm becomes like pond scum when you have IBS or leaky gut, right? It's just gross. And the bad bacteria have taken over, kind of like gang warfare. And you just have this gross biofilm happening. And what we need to do is replace that with all of the good, healthy bacteria that belong in there. So think of pond scum and then think of it being replaced by beautiful carpet of lily pads. Okay. And those lily pads actually make ponds grow healthy, right? They exchange oxygen and all that kind of stuff, where the pond scum actually holds in toxins and the fish can't live. So it's the same thing in your body. So we want to get rid of the pond scum and we want to grow some nice lily pads in there. It's the best analogy I can come up with. So the lily pads will help you create healthier tissue, right? It helps to create a healthier pond. It helps your immune function. And the way it does that is by breaking foods down. And they also create some immune modulators or some immune chemistry that helps your body have a better and healthier immune system. It does form a special barrier, a healthy barrier, to allow good stuff in and bad stuff out, and it protects your tight and gap junctions from being infiltrated through leaky gut. So the probiotics are very, very important, and we know that they do improve our immune system. They also help digestion, so they break some food products down and turn them into vitamins. It's one of the only places that B vitamins are actually made in your body. So the probiotics are very, very, very important. And I'm going to be talking about a couple that I really like. There's one by Metagenics called, it's for irritable bowel or IB. And I love that one. I also really, really, I'm a big fan of starting with something called Pro 225 from Orthomolecular. And like I said, there's going to be a special discount on some of these products if you listen to the end. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in there because there's some really good probiotics out there that can really help to create a better biofilm and relatively quickly. The Pro 225 is a 15-day treatment, and then you just use a follow-up like Orthobiotic or the IB that I just talked about, and you just stay healthy. Then your biofilm is like lily pads. So that's reintroducing bacteria, re-inoculation. And then we need to help, that's all going to help the next R, which is restore or regenerate the lining of the intestines. We talked about last time that the gap junctions in your intestines get blown open and they're leaky, and that's how all the proteins get in. And those are the proteins that we don't want to have inside our stuff. So this is going to help heal your intestinal tract. We need to help heal that. And there's a few things that help heal that. Glutamine, good food, nice good fiber that we get from our vegetables, the fiber that we get from our fruits, all of those kind of things. Healthy fats like avocado and coconut oil, a little bit of olive oil. Those things really help to heal, and fish oil is really, really important. And yes, flax works, and that, again, that's probably for another podcast, but fish oil is so important and anti-inflammatory, and getting a good fish oil that you only have to take two and they don't make you burp and all that stuff, that's the fish oil you want to get. And like I said at the beginning, Metagenics and Orthomolecular have awesome fish oil. And if you take them at key tip, if you take them at night before you go to bed, you usually don't have that burpee issue. So anyway, we're talking about regenerating the lining of your intestines and healing them. And like I said, the foods that you can eat are just stuff that you can buy at your grocery store. You don't have to get weird stuff. You can just use regular food. So that's where we're going to go with that. So that's what's going to really, really help regenerate and restore. I like the word restore. The lining of your intestines. Then we have to retain it, right? Maintenance is always easier than the initial cleanup, right? When you have to clean up your kitchen after a huge party, but if you can just maintain it, right, throughout the party, or when you make cookies and you just end up with this big mess in the sink instead of washing stuff as you go, yeah. So you're kind of getting the thing. What about maintaining your new car? Most people actually spend more per year maintaining their car than they ever do maintaining their body, and they only get one body, and they buy a new car every 3 to 7 years or whatever. So, you know, I think that we can, again, invest a little bit in cleaning up our body and then maintaining it, because it's going to be so much easier to maintain than it is to go back and start all this all over again. Besides, you know, who wants to do it again when you've already gotten it done and you've worked your way through all of this over the next, you know, 4 to 12 weeks is probably about the time that it's going to take you. It may take less time depending on how compliant you are and what you decide is important for you, and how vigorously you jump into this. But I think you'll find that our programs work pretty good. I also said that I was going to mention some stuff about stress management, because stress management is so key to being able to get through some of this. You need to spend at least 10 minutes every single day, 10 to 15 minutes, 10 minutes, come on, you can find 10 minutes, I can find 10 minutes, doing some kind of stress relieving and activity. Whether you turn off the lights in your office and close the door and close your eyes for 10 minutes and think about the beach, or put on some ocean sounds in your office and just read a book for a few minutes, or, you know, maybe after you come back from lunch, come back a couple minutes early so that you can relax, so that your food can digest before you jump back into your day. Another thing that we need to think about is some exercise. A minimum of 30 minutes per day, 5 days a week. And that can be 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night, maybe walk to the train or take a longer route from the parking lot, or run up and down the stairs. But we know that 30 minutes a day reduces just even stroke by up to 30%. Like, why wouldn't you want to spend 30 minutes a day walking? Not only that, but walking is very simple. Most of us can do it. A decent pair of shoes, and you can just get out there and do it. A lot of the places around us have a free track that you can use, or very minimal cost at the Y or the Park District or something like that. It's pretty minimal to find a place, pretty easy to find a place to walk. Even the malls have walking programs. So 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Before you go to work, in the middle of the afternoon, at lunchtime, find some time and just whoof, let steam off. And yes, I know if you're a busy mom and you're running around all the time, you think, well, gosh, I'm pretty active. But that 30 minutes of solid exercise is totally different. It stimulates all the happy, healthy hormones. It stimulates all kind of good stuff, and so does the stress management. We also talked a little bit about sleep, and it's very important to find sleep time, regular time to go to bed and a regular time to wake up every single day. And frankly, the time that you sleep before midnight is worth hours and hours of sleep after midnight. So let's try to work in and get to bed 10 o'clock. You can wake up whenever you want and get all that late night stuff that you usually do done in the morning when you're fresh, way faster. So I'm not a morning person. Well, guess what? If somebody told you that you would die unless you got up every morning at 5 o'clock, I bet you could become a morning person really fast. So think about it, because it's really just a mindset and it's really just a paradigm shift for you. So that's my challenge for you today, is to become a morning person and get some regular sleep at night. Okay, so I think I've gone through the basics of getting through leaky gut and some of the things that we need to do. I'm going to post some of the resources for you on our website, and I told you that I would have a special code for you. So the code is going to be POD5, P-O-D-5. So that's our code, and when you go to the website and you put that code in, it will give you a percent off of your first supplement order. So the supplements that I'm going to put together are Ultra Inflamax, which is all the nutrients you need as in an easy morning shake, or you can use it in the afternoon. Ultra Flora, IB, and the digestive enzymes from Metagenics. From Ortho, you can call our office right now. Eventually, I'm going to have an online store for Ortho Molecular as well. You can get the Inflammacore, the Pro-225, the Ortho Digestzyme right from our office, and we'll just send it to you. So that number at our office is 630-682-5090. And I want to thank Barry at MicroShare International for all the tips and tricks that he's given me to do for learning how to do our podcast. If you wanted to start your own podcast, you can get a hold of him at 847-304-7885. And like I said, this is the best we can, you know, kind of do in 20 minutes about leaky gut and all the things that need to go into healing leaky gut. And we're going to talk about the manifestations and the downside of leaving leaky gut alone for an extended period of time on our next podcast. And I am the Gutsy Gal, Dr. Chris Sargent. I look forward to hearing from you. And again, that special code is POD5, P-O-D-5, and call our office, 630-682-5090, or visit us on the web, RestoreYou, RestoreYou.com, RestoreYou.com, and you can learn more about us. Take care.